Hi there, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and I'm podcasting live from the BPM show in Orlando. And I'm sitting right across from Alan Treffler, the founder and CEO of Pegasystems. And we're really excited because you presented it earlier. Can you just give me a quick overview of your great presentation?
Well, sure, Peter. It was basically about BPM and navigating the BPM wonderland. It was a sort of a takeoff on Alice in Wonderland. And one's like to sort of fall through the rabbit hole and find that you got to make some hard decisions about where you go with BPM. And, you know, one of those pills might be a little too big and another might be too small. And, you know, some do nothing at all. So what we try to explain was a little bit about how the choice of a BPM solution can actually make a huge difference for customers and the types of pragmatic things that buyers are looking at these days to decide how they want to bring business agility and wrap and renew their systems.
Cool. And one of the most interesting things in this current economy, Pegasystems stock hit an all-time high last week. Why did this happen?
Well, you know, it's been an exciting time for us over the last 2 years. Last year, despite the sort of tough economy, our company grew 31%, but software license revenues grew 50%. And in the first half of this year, that actually increased to over 60%. And the reason that we're seeing the software revenues go up is because our customers are actually being very aggressive about deploying this technology to save money. They are finding so many interesting and novel uses to be able to actually, well, change the whole user experience in call centers, make it so in the back office steps that used to have to go to people, not get done completely by the system. And the three core things that have driven the technology, the ability to directly capture business objectives, the ability to automate the programming instead of having people do the programming, and the ability to automate the work and keep automating the work till you get all the sort of extra manual steps out, those are really resonating with customers, and they're using our software.
So this next question sort of leads right into that, but what everybody is focused on nowadays is, what is exactly is the ROI of BPM?
The ROI of BPM is staggering. You know, the majority of our projects actually are unbudgeted. People can actually do a project, deliver something into production in 90 days, something real, something that lets them, for example, open new accounts online or onboard customers. And they can find that within 60 days, the project has completely paid for itself. So the ROI from what we've experienced is such that BPM projects are, frankly, unlike anything I've ever seen.
Excellent. Great to know, and we will definitely keep our eye on Pega.
Thanks a lot. Peter. Appreciate it.